We're now up to mitzvah number 387, Parshas Shelach, the last mitzvah in this week's parsha, which is that we should not go after Machshavas Lev and Re'ias Einayim. What does that mean? That means that we should not go after our evil inclination, our emotional feelings that are against the Torah. That means oftentimes we see something and I want that. That means before I ever saw it, I never wanted it. And let's say, I mean, I'm just going to grab something out of left field a little bit. Years ago, in the 70s, if you told somebody you're going to pay them $100,000 a year, this isn't a good analogy, but it's the similar concept. If you told someone you pay them $100,000 a year, they'll be so excited and they'll grab the job. Came to the in the 80s, they wanted that job until they saw somebody with the job. Now they want that job. Then it became in the 80s, maybe, you know, whatever numbers there are. And today it's like you pay someone $250,000 a year. It's similar to that, but it's going to come a time in another 10 years from now, you're going to have to pay somebody $500,000 a year, because people want more and more. The more we have, the more we want. That means years ago when I was a kid, I went around my classroom. When I was in second, third grade, there wasn't one of us that owned cars. Not one of our parents owned cars. Today, most households have not just one car, they have two cars. And if they don't have two cars, they're fighting over one car or whatever the story is. So the idea is that when we see stuff, many times it makes an impression on us. So sometimes we're seeing stuff, we're seeing people, and I want that person, Chas v'Shalom. And the idea is that that's the way these things go. So the idea is that if we guard our eyes, oftentimes we're not going to follow this type of heart that we have, this emotionalness that's really called infatuation that exists in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us all, that we should all be able to guard our eyes enough and be able to protect ourselves enough from the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be involved with, doesn't want us to be infatuated with, doesn't want us to have anything to do with. And of course, we should have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Shabbos.